This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Get up and go on the loose. Screaming in my head. Wrapped up in silent talk. Circus is dead.
31-year-old Muhammad Laho Yej Buhulel. From Tunisia, North Africa. Ran over and killed 83 people last night. He targeted a celebration he knew was full of men, women, and most importantly, children. And witnesses are reporting that he attempted to, like something out of a dystopic Road Warrior movie, target and run down the children. Will there be a Mad Max response to this? Certainly not. We'll be taught more sensitivity training. That's what the London mayor is calling for. You need to submit to the Muslims and they'll stop killing you. But don't worry. It's up on InfoWars.com. Media blames truck, not terrorist, or Islam for the Nice attack. And we have CNN. We have the New York Times. When you go to CNN.com, like I did this morning, I took these screenshots and sent them to Watson. When you go and look at this, there were more than 15 articles I looked at scrolling down that said truck attack, truck maniac, man in truck goes berserk. No, it was a cold, calculated jihad attack on little children. Now, when a cop who's wrong or a cop who's in a bad situation or a cop who's psycho shoots some innocent person in the back, be they black or white, you're going to see it on the news. They're going to be personalized. One man dies is a tragedy. 10,000 dies is a statistic. But when Islam does this, you try to show the footage on Facebook, YouTube, you name it, they are shutting you down. But I've seen the footage. It was about 5:30. I'd just gotten home, was walking in to say hi to my children. I'm sitting there in the parking lot of my house in the driveway, and I go, I'm going to check InfoWars. And I go there, boom, dozens run over in Nice. I go, okay, I know where to go to act to have something even ahead of us. This just happened 15 minutes ago. Boom, go to drugs. There's like 15 articles, everything. Bam, 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 bam. 50-something dead at that time. Now it's 80-plus. And I just turned the car around and drove right back over here to the office. We did 2 hours of InfoWars Nightly News live and then aired the news after that. As I said months ago, as I said years ago, and it's kind of a sick feeling to see Bill O'Reilly now picking it up and Newt Gingrich, because they're usually so wrong, but they're totally right this time. This is a war against the West. This is a slow motion Tet offensive, or Tet 2. As we've been warning you, and this is only the beginning, you notice the attacks are getting bigger and they're getting closer together. And France is close to 30% Islamic now. A lot of folks are converting under pressure. They're not going to go back. You can't deport them without a civil war. France is gone. It's gone. England is almost gone. The mayor has declared it's an Islamic city. He said, we don't care about Brexit. We're staying with the EU that's opened the borders to Islam's invasion. The EU bureaucrats have allied with Islam. That is not rhetoric. This is actually happening. And I used to hear this from Pentagon people 15 years ago, and I'd say, you guys are paranoid. It's crazy. You know, this clash of civilizations is bad news. You're going to stir this up. Well, the Pentagon's not bad. They're the ones fighting it. But the globalists above it are the ones that have stirred it up. And let me tell you, it's on. You're going to see more and more of these attacks. They're going to get more and more frequent. And it was incredible last night. We have it in live time video during the broadcast, trying to upload videos that we'd shot live sections. Facebook would not let you put in any words about Islamic terror, anything in the descriptions in live time, just wouldn't let you put it. So it's not just the president tells you what words to use now, and no one will say Islamic terror. Now they won't let you, just like an iPhone won't let you say a cuss word or whatever. You try to say the F word, it puts the word duck in. Now the AI is controlling everything in live time. This is information warfare against us.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Planetary system of total control. They are allied with the communist Chinese and with the Islamists in the Middle East, run by the Saudi Arabian Wahhabist. If you control China with 1,300,000,000 people, you control the economic destiny of the world, and now to a great extent, the military destiny, and the power is being transferred in a double cross by the globalists to China. That is my own analysis. I've been studying it for decades. Undoubtedly, the transfer is being made long term, probably 20, 30 years. But the transfer is being made. The globalists have admitted that. They call it the Chinese century. What it is the dehumanization century, the new century of total tyranny. But if you control the Middle East with the Wahhabist and Saudi Arabia, that's geographically right in the middle, and you control 80% of Islam that is Sunni based, that again comes right out of Saudi Arabia, you can then control East Asia, Central Asia, Eurasia, Eastern Europe, much of Northern Africa, Eastern Africa, down into Central Africa. And then we've got Islamic seed pods, invasion ships. I mean, that's what this is like, is an alien invasion, folks. Being set down in all our major cities. They're buying off our leadership. They're moving in with political correctness to censor our speech. They're installing their Islamic mayors. This is not just a clash of civilizations. The deal's been made to kill the West and to shut down true liberalism. And it's being orchestrated by the so-called liberals, who are nothing but corporate fascists. A lot of real liberals and academics would call them neoliberals. But this is very, very serious. And they've moved their timetable up because they know Europe's waking up to globalism. Africa's waking up to globalism. Latin America's waking up to globalism. The different sectors of Asia are waking up to globalism. Russia is in full resistance to globalism right now. That does not mean Russia isn't a predator group and doesn't have its own corruption, but it's old-fashioned, male-driven, strongman, gangster stuff. It's completely different than what we are dealing with right now. We're dealing with globalists launching an AI takeover. The Russians are banning GMO, throwing it out of their country, saying it's a genetic takeover, economic warfare, saying carbon taxes are a world government takeover meant to destroy the nation state and the family and bring down the West. Say what you want about the Russians. By the month, they become this broadcast. And it's been articles written that, like, Russian leadership's turning into Alex Jones. Nobody's turning into Alex Jones, okay? I have eyeballs. I know what's going on. I have a brain. I'm seeing the same thing Russia's seeing. You'd have to be a moron not to see it. And I'm not lionizing Russia in this whole thing. I'm explaining to you they're paying people to have kids. They're exposing world government. They're blocking the anti-family agenda. They are exposing the radical jihad forces of Saudi Arabia being funded by the traitors that have taken over our nations. So that's basically how the chess pieces sit. The Navy SEAL, the best-selling author, the researcher, who's a very humble man but came highly recommended by people I trust at the Pentagon, Mr. Bracken, is going to be joining us. He warned 2 years ago of the Tet-2 offensive that he believed would start being launched in 2016, an Islamic Tet offensive. And it's definitely here now. We have told you this is a war on Western civilization. Now that's been adopted by Newt Gingrich, Bill O'Reilly, and Fox News. Again, not bragging. We're just pointing out we know what we're dealing with. CNN, MSNBC, ABC News, the New York Times, all of them will not say Islamic terror. And our article is up on Infowars.com. It needs to go viral. Media blames truck, not terrorist or Islam, for the Nice attack that's killed 83 with more than 50 fighting for their lives right now. And a man on a motorcycle tried to drive up the side and climb in and stop him a la Road Warrior and got killed. There were a lot of heroes over there and a lot of men that tried to get into the truck, but they were shot by this guy. Oh, you have total gun ban in France, but this guy had a gun. The jihadis always have a gun because they're bringing them in. Just like the last mastermind of the theater attack was a migrant whose new job, once he got into France a year before, was bringing in more migrants, just like the nightclub shooter at Pulse Nightclub. His father-in-law runs a major program bringing in the refugees, and there's a new story out at Infowars.com. It's from Breitbart.com. Hillary wants to bring in a million, quote, Islamic refugees in the first year. See, this is how it always works. They tell you it's 10,000, it's 100,000. When they tell you it's 100,000, it's a million. When they tell you it's a million, it's 5 million. We've seen the metric in Europe. Just 2 years ago, they were saying it was 100,000. It was 2 million then. It's 5 million now admitted. Comprende? And folks, they are bringing in military-age men in every photo, in every video, in NATO and Interpol's own admissions. 80% are military-age men. And almost all of the Syrian passports are fake. And they're just let in. They're not Syrians. These are the invasion force that entered Syria, like the Huns or the Mongols. You have the military force goes in with these Sunni invasions. They've done it all over the Middle East. 115 years ago, in 1901, the House of Saud controlled 200 square miles in the middle of Saudi Arabia. A few years later, they controlled all of Saudi Arabia. By 1933, they had control of the entire Middle East. This is what they do. They go in with the forces, and behind them come the men, women, and the children. Like locusts, they just steal everything, murder everyone, with Hillary funding them, with all the sick, weird, freakazoid Hillary supporters just loving it. And, oh, Christians are being murdered. Good. These are evil people that know they're allied with their muscle. And they hate America and the free market and the Second Amendment so much, the average liberal I've talked to actually knows this and can't wait to see the West fall. These are the anti-liberals, and as an enemy, they call themselves liberals. You've got to understand this, folks. Everything is upside down. Liberal means you keep more money. Liberal means you can raise your children as you see fit. Liberal means you have private property rights. Liberal means you can practice whatever religion you want as long as you don't harm others. Liberal means you can live your own life and have a right to self-defense. That's liberal. Real feminism is a woman being able to be armed and protecting herself. Under the state-run feminism, it's incredibly weak, chip-on-the-shoulder women whose husband is the state. Now, I'm going to go over these numbers. I'm going to talk about this. We have the picture of this individual now, the first supposed image of him, and we'll put that up on screen from his ID. They're calling him a Frenchman who's from Tunisia, and he's a madman on a rampage with a 18-wheeler. No, he is an Islamicist. So here, I'll just go to Drudge Report right here, and I'll go right here where it says first photos of the individual, and we'll just click on that, and everybody can then see what the fella looks like. But continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, we have the media, again, trying to spin all of this and behave like it's not another Islamic attack. But the big issue here is for everyone to understand there is a method to this madness. They intend to let these people attack. They intend to condition us to allow them to attack. They intend to encourage more attacks. They intend to bring in larger numbers and then make you conform and go to Islamic sensitivity training at all high schools and all colleges, already being put in place right now, at, quote, Muslim camps, to learn that your speech can incite them and you must submit to their strictures. And that's what the London mayor is doing. He says, I'm not going to be an Uncle Tom. I'm going to be proud of my Islamic background, and we're going to enforce it. And you're not going to have women on the buses or city-owned buildings in bathing suits. See, Sharia law. And then, oh, he wants more money for security measures to shut down everybody else's free speech, but let people run around with ISIS flags on the streets in London. But if I or Paul Watson or others go out and even try to videotape or talk to people, the cops run over and act like we are the Antichrist. So this is their plan. And they are planning to let these attacks intensify and get worse and worse and worse. And you see the mainstream media. You see the corporate governance systems. You see all of these different forces working together in unison, working together as one unified system of total war to not even tell you that it's an Islamic attack or an Islamic invasion, and they won't even tell you what the true numbers are. They won't even let you know how many people have been brought in. And when they attack, they say U.S. citizens did it. even when the woman in San Bernardino wasn't. And for 2 days, they ordered the FBI to say it wasn't Islamic, it wasn't a terror attack, it was workplace violence. And they have Facebook, and they have Google, and they have Twitter, all censoring people that even mildly report on it. And now, we have a video coming up for TV viewers, radio listeners, I'll describe it. We're not even on Facebook able to put in the word Islamic in the keywords under our reports or in the headlines. The video's up on Infowars.com. Facebook caught censoring words, Islamic terror during niche attack. World's largest social media site assists in controlling the narrative. We need to write a bigger article about this and actually have screenshots for folks. We have the video, but screenshots, people understand. We have video. Facebook caught on video censoring words Islamic terror, working to allow the invasion to intensify. They are accelerating the Islamists being brought in. They are bringing in people from Sunni-held radical areas that failed in their invasion so far, partially of Syria. They're now being brought in through Turkey. They're then being flown in by the State Department and by the Pentagon to bases everywhere. They are now, you go to a park in Austin, you go to a doctor's office, you go to a, it is all of a sudden women in burqas all over the place. The numbers must be gigantic. My high school last year got 230 plus people. And then we called the other high schools. They all had similar numbers. The elementary schools wouldn't give us the number. They claim 100 have come to Austin total. These are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of children per school. Then you've got the open Latin American border and the Chinese flowing in. And they're all being put directly on the Democratic Party mammary gland. They're being inducted in as the army of the socialist and the big mega corporations that control to bring down the nation. This is so incredible. And then the news won't let you see the children being run over and won't even let you see their dead little bodies. But you better believe when a cop does something wrong or makes a mistake, you're going to see it everywhere because they want the war to be on the local government that they know the globalists don't completely control. Doesn't mean local government's perfect, God no, but it's our local government. Police arrest Bastille Day killer's wife as dramatic footage shows moment. Muhammad, that's his name, was shot dead in the truck he used to drive through crowds, killing 84 people, including 10 children. Warning graphic content, but everybody needs to go look at this and look at it real good. And understand, it's being seen in some of the European press. They are blocking it out here. Of course, the first thing we said last night during 2 hours of live coverage was, are we going to have a 5-day waiting period on trucks? Are we going to have maybe safety locks on trucks? Maybe the answer is they have to all be computer robot driven. Oh, but then somebody will hack that because you can't trust humans to drive because, hey, the truck did it. We need Truck Control Incorporated. Maybe we should sue the truck manufacturers like you sue gun manufacturers. And you know what? Find out the maker of the truck. That'd be like suing Boeing because, you know, one of their aircraft was used on 9/11. You say, Alex, this is satire. This is ridiculous. Yeah, it's ridiculous to sue Bushmaster because the supposed shooter in Newtown got one illegally from someone else who got it legally and went and reportedly shot people. I don't know what happened. I just know Anderson Cooper's on green screen saying he's there and they're walking in circles in and out of the building with a chopper over it. And I know an FBI agent, current FBI agent, who thinks it's all bull. And then Rob Dew's uncle, former Navy SEAL, FBI current agent. We were up there to cover Newtown, and guess who was there? City Council. Why, his uncle. And his uncle said, this thing's the craziest thing I've ever seen. I don't believe any of it, but I can't talk to you about it. He was there for the FBI looking at it. Understand, folks, I don't know what went on there. They go, oh, you say no children died. You say no. All I know is I know a $3 bill when I see one, and it isn't real. I don't know what happened, but I know something really stinks. Kind of like you go in your house, and you've been out of town for a week, and it stinks horribly. And you go, I don't know what dead animal, you know, is up there in the attic, but, boy, I'm going to go up there with a bag and a shovel, and I'm going to, oh, yeah, it's a dead possum. You know, I don't know what's up there, but it stinks to high heaven. So we know two FBI agents that one of them I just named that say it's the phoniest thing they've ever seen, and so many others. But I'm digressing. This is real. This happened because it is a false flag, though, in that the globalists are bringing them in, letting them get weapons, letting them attack, and then blaming all of our rights, saying we've got to give our liberties up, and we've got to be nicer to the immigrants. It's our fault that they're killing us. How do you pronounce this guy's name? 31-year-old Muhammad Lahoyej Bouhoulil. And this guy's from Tunisia, North Africa. And he comes in, and he's sitting there in France, in the lap of luxury, totally pissed off on the national holiday, the 4th of July of France, Bastille Day. So the coward, the filth, goes out and targets a nighttime picnic with the street closed, with kids in their pajamas out watching fireworks, and he runs over hundreds of people, killing 83. What a man. What a great guy. What a fantastic person. Can you imagine if there was footage, and certainly our troops have done things that are wrong, and the droning and all the things that Obama does are wrong. That's okay because he's liberal. Can you imagine if, say, a Special Forces soldier, active duty, ran over over 150 people, killing 83 of them, including children, and then no one in our military or our government said they were a killer or a scumbag or psychotic. No, of course they would. But where's the Islamic groups apologizing? They don't have to, and they're not going to. Because the media will not say Islamic. Because this media is literally, I overuse that word because it's the only word that, when I say literally, they are literally running a program to flood us, to cover it up, to work with the enemy, because they're the enemy, and to merge with their foot soldiers, their national security force, all over Europe, all over the UK, they are putting Islamicists in charge as the police chiefs, as the mayors, and they are taking people's kids with CPS. I've had members of Parliament on who are liberals saying it's true. We hire mainly Eastern Europeans that come from communist countries and Muslims, and they don't even speak English, and they're taking everybody's kids for no reason. And someone just shows up and can't even speak English, just blah, 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 and just drags you off. That's who the socialists and the government want, is a kept group that they control, that they can use as a weapon anytime they want. Now, when we come back, do I need to play the imam saying we're invading Europe, we're going to get your women? I mean, the main imam of Jerusalem. Do I need to play all the moderate Muslim leaders in the U.S. saying we're going to kill the homosexuals as a blessing to them? We're going to murder you, you know, the guy at his mosque in Florida? And the media says, oh, you're allowed to do that. Oh, really? Telling your flock, go out and kill people. And now they have a new Pew Research poll out. In France, 18 to 29 support suicide bombing. 18 to 29. In that demographic, 35% in France. Oh, my gosh. I'm reading that wrong. It's worse than I said. All Muslims polled at all ages are 35%. 18 to 29 is worse. It's 42% in France. Excuse me. 42% of military age males in France, 42% want to kill you when they're asked. They're very proud of it. That's why they want to apologize for these bombings. They're very proud of it. Spain, 29% are proud to kill you and your family, run over your kids. And I'm sure the average liberal will probably start lining their kids up like bowling pins. It'd be a new sport where liberals bring their kids out and Muslims run over them. I'm not kidding. I think if they told liberals to take their kids out in the middle of the street and have a Muslim run over them, they'd put their kid's head under the tire kill my kid. I'm telling you.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
These are psychotic demons.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Is your soul immortal? I was taught that when you die, it was either eternal bliss in heaven or eternal torment in hell. What if you found out that your soul isn't immortal and that it can die? We built a website for the curious. It's called thebiblesaysthat.org. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. Thebiblesaysthat.org dismantles misguided religious doctrines and helps you find your own way, your own answers, straight from the Bible. Find out who's really immortal at thebiblesaysthat.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
So I want to be clear. I have made 5 films concerning what really happened on 9/11. It has now been declassified. It has now been leaked that everything I put in those films has now been proven to be accurate. And the reason it's accurate is almost everything was already in the congressional report. It was out the first year. We had all the whistleblowers on. We know what happened to a great extent on 9/11. And criminal elements of our government, bare minimum, stood down so Saudi Arabia could run the attacks. Now, you expand out from there. Their operatives were probably decoys. There were other aircraft. It gets crazy. Flight 93 was shot down. We even know who did that. The Air National Guard. We even have the recordings of the two AIM-9s put into the aircraft. This is a serious situation. And it was meant to start a clash of civilizations between the West and Islam and give the United States the pretext to be able to basically take over the Middle East, control the grand chessboard, as Brzezinski writes, because if you control the Middle East, you control Africa below it. You control all of Asia to the east, Russia to the north, Eastern Europe, and Europe to the west. And that is the geopolitical strategy and stratagem that has been adopted as the globalist NATO program. And Russia talks a lot about this. I was against that because it was immoral. Okay? And because we were targeting Muslim countries that were not our enemies. And by that, we were going after moderates like Saddam Hussein and Gaddafi and then later our allies in Egypt, and really doing some bad stuff. I mean, Saddam was put in there by the CIA to kick the Islamists' butt in an earlier program under Eisenhower. But that's a story for another day. He was totally set up. I mean, I'll say it. Compared to Al-Qaeda, the guy deserves the Congressional Medal of Honor or something. All the stuff Saddam did, killing communists and trying to take out people and finally overthrowing the Ba'athist and then taking it over for the United States and actually having a policy of stabilizing and building up Iraq. And then our U.S. policy that was very moral changed in the 1980s when Herbert Walker Bush started running the show. And again, Saddam was a thug and did a lot of bad things. I'm saying compared to Al-Qaeda, who was his archenemy. That's why Trump came out and said, Saddam Hussein sure was good at killing terrorists compared to our president. And they said, oh, you love Saddam. And he goes, well, no, he was a bad guy, but all I'm saying is he was good at killing terrorists. Trump knows that he was a CIA officer. Trump knows he was set up, okay? I mean, Saddam Hussein was totally set up, ladies and gentlemen, told to invade Kuwait. Okay, I'm going off on a jag. He had rock and roll on the radio and Playboy sold in shops. And I'm not saying that's even good, but that's why the Islamists hated his guts so much. He couldn't stand them. He couldn't stand them. He was trained in the West. He was sent in there to westernize the Middle East. But that policy ended by the 70s, late 70s. And they decided to go with the jihadis and the Saudi Arabians. And the State Department started sending textbooks into the madrasas, radicalizing them. Billions had been spent a year by the West to radicalize what is in Islam and to make the most radical forms the dominant form so Saudi Arabia could take over. And that's the new plan, and that's what we're under right now. And so I was against going in there because I smelled a rat. I mean, I knew it was a quasi-false flag. I knew that Saudi Arabia was involved. But what was their payoff? What you see now, the whole Middle East, the whole region, that's why McCain's involved, the neocons. Obama's running a neocon strategy. This is the same stuff we've seen before. And who are the neocons? You want to talk about immoral and evil and Machiavellian. They are the Trotskyites, the founder of the neocons. Was the adjunct of Trotsky, killed in Mexico City. And then they merged with the Straussian School of Economics at Chicago Business School, who was a Nazi, and they went right wing. And I mean, you talk about whacked out, man. You talk about whacked out. They say you're anti-Semitic if you talk about how a lot of the neocons were Jewish. These people, I mean, you can have a serial killer, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer. What last name is that? And say whoever those are, you know, somebody has the name Smith, you can say English people are evil. No, they weren't Jews. Some of them happened to be Jews, but the point was they were communists, they were Nazis, they were whatever gets them power. If it means being Republicans, they're for that. And they are allied with Saudi Arabia, who is absolutely, totally, and completely evil. Just like the globalists, who are a bunch of different groups, are allied with communist China, there is no race component to this at the bottom of the rabbit hole. It is just raw power, raw control, a race to merge with machines and become gods, to quote Ray Kurzweil. That's what's going on here. Now, I want to drill into what's happened. I want to tell you about some of the guests that are coming up today. Former Navy SEAL Matt Bracken is going to be joining us. Paul Watts is going to be popping in. Jesse Ventura was already scheduled on the show. We'll be talking to him about the election and more. We have David Knight, Hans Schoening, the fourth hour of Overdrive here today. But before I go any further, the big news out of the 83 dead and the hundreds wounded, 50-plus critical still, others dying every few hours, is the cold-blooded evil. In fact, will you guys in a little while queue up the new snake video that we updated? We should probably update it again. And I'm going to go over this list of Islamic terror in 2016. A shorter list is linked on drudgereport.com from Infowars.com. I think I'm going to update the list because there's a full list that we also have on the site that shows the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands dead just this year from Islamic terror. You think 200 and something is bad, in France in the last year? Wait till you've got a concentration of, say, 80% Muslims or 100%, because when they hit 100%, they all start killing each other, because that's what they do when it's this virulent strain of Islamic garbage. And you can say, well, it's radical, or, oh, is it orthodox? Whatever, the dominant form of Islam, funded by Saudi Arabia, backed by our government and the traitors in our media, that won't even tell you it's Islamic. You think about that. Our government is 110% illegitimate. You've got the leftist, the Obama people, the neocons, and others. Just a consortium of criminals that have been bought off basically by Saudi Arabian money and have made a deal with Saudi Arabia and a deal with Islam that will Islamify the world basically completely within 30 to 50 years, most estimates show, and the globalists don't care. They're intending to actually merge with this thing. It's like, take me back to the Lord of the Rings when you got Gandalf up there with Saruman. And he says, we must join with Sauron. And he says, are you insane? You can't join with Sauron. And he's like, he's already moving in the east and into the west. We ought to cue that up later. I mean, you sit there and watch it. This isn't some allegory by J.R.R. Tolkien, who, by the way, was in World War I, and a lot of it is an allegory of World War I, but coming wars he saw with Islam. It's a Christian allegory. Oh, yes. That's recently his writings, they've held back, the left has, and the family, it's been coming out. And I've had some of the top Tolkien experts on. Tolkien was an original info warrior. And all those different allegories, and you're seeing it now. You're absolutely getting front row seats to it, ladies and gentlemen. And the way this Islam is basically a satanic system. And it claims it's bringing all this tyranny to then normalize so you submit and are at peace. But they're never at peace. It's a bunch of bullies controlling and dominating society behind walled cities having homosexual orgies. But then if they catch an average person doing it, they execute you. It is just a 1984 world merged with a religion. It's a political ideology of dominance and control. A thug-driven system that has a religion to deliver it, its system around the planet. And Zuckerberg, remember a few months ago, was on a hot mic with Merkel. He played it many times, and he said, don't worry, I'm going to start censoring. We've got a way to do this. Then he hired former members of the Stasi to track and report people that mildly criticize the open borders, and then the police come and arrest you. Just 2 years ago, it started out where they'd censor you on Facebook in Germany, in Sweden, or France. Now they're arresting you. Well, it's already here now. Now we can't put into the keywords Islamic terror or Islamic jihad or a whole bunch of other words. Facebook won't let you. They are burning books. It's beyond burning books. They're burning words. They're memory holding. I mean, this is beyond 1984. It all starts reasonable. Like, you want to send somebody a cuss word on your phone. I'm not a big cusser, but sometimes I send a text message to somebody saying, what the is this? And it says, what the duck? And it won't let you type what you want. You see, that's the nanny state. You're like, oh, well, that's a cuss word. You shouldn't be doing that. If you buy a so-called mini computer and you pay $500 for it, you should be able to do whatever you want with that phone in a literary way. It's yours, but see, it's not yours. It's not yours. It's loaded up with software that's going to train you that it controls your life, not you. And people are like, oh, well, that's just cuss words. Well, now you can't write it or publish it on the internet, you see. The words aren't even allowed. I was told a decade ago, before Shazam even existed, by radio execs, that in the future, they're going to have systems where they can go out with bots, and in a matter of hours, they can code key your voice and have your voice banned from the internet in a matter of hours. Erased, unreadable by devices, untransmittable. You think you've seen book burning by the Nazis. You think you've seen corruption. Ladies and gentlemen, you ain't seen nothing yet with these powers they're bringing in and citywide killing cell phone video cameras. And see, all of this, this is so draconian, and it will enslave all of us, whether you're a black man, a white man, Hispanic, a woman, an old person, whether you're a Muslim, whether you're a Christian, whether you're an agnostic. This tyranny that's coming in is history ending. That's what the globalists call it, the final revolution and the end of history. Go read it. Where everything's going to be micromanaged by computers, run by them, the language reduced, you'll be dumbed down, entertained, drugged, stealth poisoned, killed, and no more humans. The public number is 250 million allowed to live. Look up the Ted Turner quotes, look up the UN quotes. But you get into deeper research, they just say, no, we're going to merge with the machines, the new God will be created, and then we will be obsolete. And we might allow a few humans here and there, but they'll be like bugs. I'm giving you real quotes here. They'll be like insects. We might accidentally step on you. That's one of their favorite quotes, Kurzweil's and others. We might let you live, but doesn't mean we might not just step on you. We won't even be paying attention to you. Right, liberals, bring in the Muslim hordes, chop off the women's genitals, murder the children. And just all these little passive, weird wimps, you know, out of our events and stuff, there's always weird women running up with feminists written on their face, screaming at our reporters. We've shown the videos going, how dare you be here? Donald Trump's evil. He wants to hurt Muslims. And then it's like, and it's a little weird 18-year-old woman with feminist written on her face crying for Muslims. She has Stockholm syndrome. Sorry, I'm not going to sexually mutilate you. Sorry, our ancestors created all this freedom. Sorry for the electricity, baby. Sorry for your little smartphone right there. Sorry. In fact, I forget which video that is. We've got so many hundreds of hours. I mean, but repeatedly, these people, old women, young women, they're always white. They go, do you hate Islam? We're like, are you an Islam? Shut up, racist! And it's just like, because they can't admit they're wrong. They can't admit they're con. They can't admit they're mentally ill. So they will not let you know that it's an Islamic attack. And the New York Times and CNN and everybody else plays along with it. The story's on InfoWars.com. Now let's play this report. This is Darren McBreen and Rob Jacobson. While we're live for 2 hours last night, they're grabbing clips of the live show and uploading it to Facebook, YouTube, Dailymotion, a bunch of other platforms, where we now reach more than 5 million people a day on our own platforms, video-wise. Just a little audience we hit, small part of it. And guess what Facebook said? No, no, no. Let's show you if you're a radio listener. You can go to InfoWars.com. The videos are posted. But for TV viewers, you'll be able to see it. I'll describe it. They describe it. This is the live, active information war directed by the White House, by the globalists, by Zuckerberg, by the foreign governments, with Saudi Arabia and the Islamists in live time covering up the invasion. Here's the video.
Darren McBreen, InfoWars.com. We got breaking news. As you all know by now, there's been yet another terrorist attack, this time in Nice, France, by radical Muslim terrorists. And guess what? The Facebook censorship warriors have already begun. Now, Rob Jacobson and I, we are here. We have attempted to upload a Donald Trump video of Donald Trump warning the world of future terrorist attacks. And we tried to put in radical Muslim terrorist as a keyword into Facebook. Check out what happens when we try this.
When we attempt to put these video tags in, as you can see, we've had pretty simple words here, Nice, France, InfoWars, were able to be accepted. What happens is if I put something simple in...
Here, let me hold the mic so you can go ahead and type. So what he's doing is, so these are keywords so people can help. This helps them find the videos, right?
So I'm going to type the word in terrorist because that's the event. Now notice over here.
Muslims are not terrorists.
Now I cannot hit enter without it, so I don't want any of these. It will
hit pause, hit pause, hit pause. Hit pause. Back it up 10 seconds. See, people accuse me sometimes of exaggerating. 100 times out of one, I'm not. All the time, it's like I was reading poll numbers of Muslims saying that they want to kill Westerners and agree with suicide bombing, and I was flipping the numbers. It was worse than what I was saying. See, it's almost always I downgrade it because my mind can't believe it. I'd forgotten that they didn't just not let them type it. It gave them the message, Muslims are not terrorists, and told us to use that. I forgot. They're not just erasing words and language. They're replacing it in real time with what they want. See? This whole... Let's go out to break with the rest of the clip. Show people this. This is incredible.
Words so people can help. This helps them find the videos, right?
So I'm going to type the word in. Terrorist, because that's the event. Now notice over here,
Muslims are not terrorists.
Now I cannot hit enter without it, so I don't want any of these. It will not let me. It will only go with a suggestion that's on the list. Now, if I type in Muslim terrorists.
All right, folks, we're going to be right back.
Nothing comes up.
Full videos up on Infowars.com. I mean, this is war against us. Our own government is against us with the Islamics. I mean, this is incredible. Against our free speech.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hider, really an amazing individual. Mikhail Phelan looking into it right now. But I have just learned information about Pokemon Go that is next level Big Brother. The total genius of this just completely blows me away. We are doing a report on it right now. It is going to be major news making. This is not in the news that we know of yet. It is unbelievable. Unbelievable. And by the end of the show, we should have a report out on this. This is crazy. This is unbelievable. Google isn't going to need trucks anymore and cars to drive around and get video of everything. tells you where to go around and where to look for the so-called monsters, and really you're on a mission mapping everything for it. And you even got to target it and hold it right to get them the right footage of the little Pokemon. Doesn't stay on the spot you want. And you don't even know you're out droning, including inside your house for Google. That's the info. We're confirming it all right now. But, I mean, they just came out last year, and, you know, they tell you, oh, the smart TVs are watching in your house. Yeah, we're selling the data. I mean, it's just like, wow, everything we said was true because we have the documents. Of course I knew it was true. That was going on 15 years ago. I had engineers coming to me, and then I'd get death threats after it. I remember we got threatened by a big pharma company just like 6 years ago to be sued because we talked about their patents to have chips in the pills. And they said, that's not true. We're going to sue you. And now the company's come out with them. They just don't want it resisted before it becomes ubiquitous. I am so blown away right now. I mean, you can see how the technocracy is working. They're having congressional hearings about Facebook because they've been censoring conservatives. Forget conservatives. How about everybody? They won't let you say Islamic terror. And when you try to write that on Facebook, it comes back to you and says, there is no such thing as Islamic terror. Muslims are not terrorists. The sky is not blue. Obamacare is free. 2 + 2 = 5. You didn't build your business. And then you got Gruber on C-SPAN going, oh, thank God, the public's so dumb. Oh, I got help to rip everybody off. It's going to triple prices. I mean, what time zone or time warp did I enter, man, where the TVs are watching you, the Pokemon's a drone spy, they're bringing in radical Muslims of the worst type that just murder every other Muslim they get their hands on, and Christians, all these leftist gay groups love Muslims, are online saying, you know, bring more Muslims in so they can throw you off roofs. I mean, it's a freak show, man. It is a freak show. I'm going to stop right there. We need the funding to really get aggressive. Hillary's got a 30-mile exclusion zone at the RNC and DNC through Obama. They've never done that before, so we can't fly aircraft. We're going to do it outside the zone, other cities, but we're just getting a bunch of trucks now that have giant Hillary for President on the side for both events. So all the proceeds when you buy a Hillary for President shirt go to that, but don't let her stop you. You wear the shirt. You get in these people's faces. You explain to them how she's a fascist globalist and it's a takeover. Also, our top-of-the-line nutraceutical game changer that is proven to detoxify the cells, BioPQQ, CoQ10, resveratrol, you name it, it's the ultimate formula. It's a strong formula. Consult your physician before you take it. Some people have good side effects like getting numb and stuff, but they've had nerve damage because it's one of the products you can say is patented to regrow nerves. I mean, this stuff isn't playing games. I chopped my finger off, 10 years ago, and the feeling never completely came back in. I started taking DNA Force, started tingling on the end, no longer numb, no longer, it's all there. Literally, 7-8 years after my finger was chopped off, the feeling came all the way back when I took DNA Force. Now, that's just what it does with nerves. Proven, documented, we can actually say it with this product because of the hundreds of studies and patents and everything else. InfoWarsLife.com, 25% off the regular price. Comparable products you get from doctors are 3, 4, 5 times. A lot of what's in it is prescription in Europe now. Get it, experience it, support the broadcast. You can't lose doing that. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. War's been declared on the West.
Visit GCN Live.
The technocracy's allied with Islam. Prepare yourselves.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to